Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is our first St. Germain Radio Show of the year 2023, and we are so happy to have all of you joining us at this time of new beginnings. I know it has been for some of us quite an intense new beginning already with 2023. 2023 is the vibration of the number seven. When you add up the numbers, seven is all about change, transformation. So Saint Germain loves this year. He's going to assist us with a lot of change and transformation. And we are, as every year, gathering here with the Saint Germain Radio Show to experience the Karmic Board event. The Karmic Board is in existence to assist us in our transformational process, to assist us in releasing old karma, and to also offer dispensation to help us walk the path of enlightenment and to be of service in however way we are called to be of service. So this is a very important time because it kind of sets the tone for the energy of this new year. And it's very important, not only for the year, but really for every day, to set your intentions and to have an idea of what you want to focus on. So that is the purpose of this particular St. Germain Radio Show. And St. Germain will guide you on this journey. He will explain a little further what this is all about. And he will take you to the Karmic Board, where you can focus on asking for help for this year, but also focus on what it is that you want to call to you for this year. So, but before we go on the journey, I am here with Mike, who actually, funny enough, had the hiccups before and that created a little bit of a delay with our radio show, but he's here. Hey, Mike, you want to join us?
Yeah.
You want to share with the listeners our different websites where they can go and check out what we offer and also recorded shows from the past?
Sure. So if you go to www.lightbridge101.com, that's Brigitte's website, and you can see all the things that she offers on there and different information about the things that we have done here and there over the years. And my website, www.mikesnydercc.com, has all of my music pieces on there, different CDs that you can download, MP3s, and all sorts of recordings of different classes we've offered over the years and a whole bunch of things like that. So feel free to visit either of those sites to get more information on us.
Thank you, Mike. And yeah, we are still sorry that we are not offering anything in person yet out of our Clinton Center. I know some of you have asked and we're hoping for maybe like a St. Germain support group or something like that. But quite honestly, and I'm sure you could all feel it yourself, not only did we have the pandemic, but our lives are so drastically changing right now. We are once again asked to let go of what no longer serves us, to redefine ourselves. And I, for myself, have to say that this has been really the last few years and this year already, the way it's starting, there's so much change that keeps me so insanely busy right now. And the key really for all of us is to take the time right now to go within, to do our meditations, to do our inner work, to support the outer change that is taking place, not only for our individual self, but really for the whole world. There is so much going on a global level, and it's needed. Humanity has to awaken further to their connection to the world, to nature, to all of creation. And everybody has to start making some better choices in life. And that includes us too. I know in my life, I'm starting to review a lot of choices I've made in the past and start making some better choices for myself and for my environment as well. I'm sure you're going through this too, right, Mike?
Yeah. Just a lot of self-care I've noticed. You just need to be vigilant of what you need for yourself and take the time you need to relax when you need to relax, if you can, and give yourself the quality time you need to survive in the craziness out there right now.
Yeah, and it's quite a start when you think about Mercury being in retrograde, really forcing us to go more within, to pull back from the outer busyness and to open up more to our own inner world. And often in our societies, and that's not only in America, that's in many of the Western societies, we don't honor the seasons the way they need to be honored. And winter is very much about going into the darkness, into the stillness, to pull yourself back from outer activities and to rest a little bit more, to light a candle, to use silence as a way of inner communication with your divine I Am presence and with spirit. And so this special karmic board event is about inner communication with your spirit guides, with those who support you, to help you when the time comes that spring is here and you can go out more and you can do more to bring your new seed out through the darkness into the light to be seen in the world. And so I'm going to just let Really Sanctuary guide you in this process, and we will turn it over to him. But first, we are going to play our first piece of music. And I invite you to just be open and maybe just think about how you envision yourself to be of service. It can be of service to humanity, of service to Gaia, to Earth, of service to the children, of service to the animal kingdom, of service to the plant kingdom, mineral kingdom. I mean, you name it. Really, service is about sharing your light with the world in some form or way. And just think about it. Open yourself up and receive support. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued transformation, awakening to a greater light, a greater awareness of self and all of creation is the key right now. And our compassion, our love goes out to every single one of you because we know how much you've experienced in the last few weeks of the last year and now starting off the new year. In many ways, you're asked to delve even deeper into your own inner self, to face some of your fears with the new consciousness level that you have and to make some new choices. And for some of you, yes, it means to let go even further of that what no longer serves you, even though it might have value for you for many, many years. You are ready to change, to cross another threshold to another consciousness level, to draw to you very new experiences in life. And for that to happen, you must let go. Let go. And let God. But this truly is a time to make new choices. And it starts with your physical self. Your body is your foundation. It is, as I said so many times before, the temple of your spirit, the temple of your divine self, the temple of the God light within. And therefore, it asks you now to also change your physicality so that you can hold a different frequency that is based on love, that is based on judgment, no judgment, being judgment-free, that is based on allowing yourself to feel and experience life more deeply. More from a place of love, from a place of compassion, from a willingness to forgive and to be open to not already judge what you see, but to be open to a new outcome, to not base your expectations on the past, but to be willing to let go of expectation, to be willing to be an open book, an open sheet of paper with nothing written on it, and for spirit to write onto you a new experience of self. And that takes courage, because some of the experiences right now might want you to go back into the past, to make choices based on your past experiences. And we ask you to stay in alignment with your divine I am, and to be patient, and to not act immediately, to just observe from a place of trust and faith, and allow everything to unfold and to only step into action when your divine I am gives you that nudge. And don't worry, you're not going to miss that nudge. It will be very clear for you, that nudge that will guide you to take a step of action. You will find that this kind of living is giving you more energy because you're not wasting so much energies on fears and worries about the future, but you're using that energy with a greater level of awareness and choice. And that's what it's always about. Emptiness, awareness, and choice. The emptiness is that willingness to just be open for spirit to work with you and through you. The willingness to not have any kind of expectations, to let go of any preconceived ideas and to just be open what life has in store for you. And miracle after miracle is going to happen because you're going to hold a very different energy frequency, and therefore the magnetic field around you is going to attract things to you very differently from before. Trust me when I say that. Now, of course, 2023 being a year of transformation, as you all know, I am very much the alchemist, and transformation is about alchemy. It is about the willingness to bring opposing forces together and through the power of love, finding a common ground that allows these opposing forces to merge. Those are the forces within yourself, but also in relationships, in situations outside of yourselves, to use love for a different outcome to come about. And what that means is to find a way to transform and transmute anger and fear through the power of the violet flame, through the power of your Christ itself, through the power of calling on divine intervention. When you feel yourself being angry, call on divine intervention to assist in releasing that, what's under the root for the anger, what's underneath that anger, which is commonly fear. And so with this time, we want to take you on this journey to the karmic board. Now, you will often find that members of the karmic board are divine feminine goddesses, because that is what is needed the most at this time. The feminine, the goddess energy to bring healing to the parts of you that feel so exhausted, so worn out from lifetime after lifetime, raising yourself up out of the darkness into the light. And we understand that that holds its cellular imprint in you. Some might see it as old karma, but it is so much more. It is the weight of having lived as many times and as intense in those times as you have. And so the members of the karmic board are here to bring healing to you on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And they're also here to support you in your commitment to be of service to yourself, as well as of service to the rest of creation. Now, when we say to be of service to yourself, there is tremendous meaning in that, because often we watch you not paying attention to your physical needs, or even worse, trying to cover them up by certain behavioral choices, whether it is food, whether it is getting busy so that you don't have to feel certain parts of your inner self, or whether it is some other kind of habit that might temporarily relieve you from feeling what you're feeling, but it is only covering it up. Therefore, you will find that 2023 is going to ask of you to no longer run away from what is really going on within you, to go to your roots, and to go to your roots with love, because it is only through the power of love that transformation can take place. So when you are worried about your weight, or when you're worried about certain habits or certain situations in your life that bring you discomfort, what we are going to help you with is to look deeper, to find the roots for this behavior choice or this situation so that you can not only bring healing to yourself and be of service to yourself, but through the process then be able to assist others to do the same. This is very important. And so heed my words well when I say, pay attention to your physical body in a very new way. There's a language your body speaks to you. If you're sick, pay attention to what happened that made you sick. What belief system, what thought patterns, what fear came up and why? Where have you felt it before? What is the source story that you're using to embellish in a way that fear that it becomes so much of a pressure on your physical self that you will get sick from it or have pain or have an accident or something similar to that. This is now the time to walk your talk, to not run away from yourself, but to go deeper and to come face to face with your own self. Because when we move as a whole into the year of 2024, there's going to be a deeper connection with your divine I am and spiritual self that you're going to experience. So now that all of what is happening in 2023 is creating the bridge to make that happen, it is allowing you to remove further that what is no longer in the frequency that is appropriate for you to be truly the channel and instrument of the divine hierarchy of light that you're meant to be. So with that being said, I will take you now on a little bit of an inner journey. I want you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in and out. Just let yourself relax with every out breath and let yourself sink deeper into your own inner self, into the sacred temple of your heart. Just feel yourself. Let go of the outer and sink more deeply into your inner self. And as you go within, I want you to open up to the sacred temple for a moment and take your time. Envision this as the place of rejuvenation that it's always meant to be. Your heart temple. Envision maybe a beautiful little pond with water lilies on there and lights and little fountains. Yes, there might be an altar. Yes, there might be different ways of you experiencing your connection to spirit. I really want you to take a moment to make it sacred for you. To feel yourself surrounded by your spirit guides. To feel your divine I am overlighting you. As you're being prepared to be lifted out of your body and to be taken to the karmic board. Feel your physical body being replaced by the spaciousness of your heart essence. You are such a vast being, an aspect of God, of Zeus, of the Creator, of the Great Spirit of all that is. Stepping out of your body onto the paths of light and love. is what you're always called to do at all times, in all circumstances. It is a way out of the darkness, out of fear, out of limitations. So we are now opening part of your heart center, of your temple of the heart, for you to once again step onto that path of light, moving beyond your physical body, allowing yourself to raise up in that column of light that is surrounding you, beyond the town, the country that you're from, further up towards the sun of the solar system, the heart of this solar system in a way. The sun is your first stop on this journey. Here you're being greeted by the solar logos and his divine complement, by Helios and Vesta. They know of the importance of you on Earth at this time, carrying the light where it is needed. And they are here now to strengthen and reinforce the light within you. It is like putting wood into a fire. They are now using energy frequencies that they're focusing onto your heart, onto your center, to strengthen the divine flame within you. Simply allow that to happen. Allow that flame to be ignited and to be strengthened. Now Helios and Vesta are opening up within you a portal, a rainbow portal, because it is time for you to work even more closely with the seven sacred flames. You can feel within you each flame being fully activated. The flame of divine power, divine illumination, divine love of purity, purification, healing, sanctification of ministry and of transformation. You are the rainbow portal yourself. You as a bridge between heaven and earth. And as Helios and Vesta step aside, a sacred golden temple opens up in front of you, and awaiting you there are the archangels, the Elohims, and the Mahachohans, and the Chohans of the seven sacred rays. And they are awaiting you, and each of them sends a representative to infuse an etheric pendant that is around your neck with the essence of each of the sacred flames, to even strengthen you further to be that rainbow portal in the world. And so recognize that with each of the infusion, you're going to receive downloads and activations in the days to come that will guide you further on your path of service. It will guide you further on your own personal path of transformation and awakening. You are ready to take a new level of leadership in your own life, assisting others to walk a path that they didn't think that they were ready for. It is equally important for you to recognize more than ever the guiding light that you are, and that through your heart frequency, through your own Christ itself, you bring a vibration of love into the world that is healing and soothing. Your vibrational frequency also brings purification where needed, helping release the old to bring in the new frequency, the new consciousness of oneness. Your touch, your words, your actions are healing and sanctifying. And your service is to minister to those in need. And on a deep level, you know, it doesn't make a difference whether you are being reimbursed right at that moment. Energy flows in circles. So what you give, you shall also receive money for it. Trust and have faith that that is true. And lastly, you are the alchemist you can bring together that what has been apart to make peace and to allow the new to be born like a phoenix out of ashes. Just like you many times were born like a phoenix out of ashes. And with that opening up in front of you is another hallway, another sacred chamber where the members of the karmic board are awaiting you. At the very forefront is Goddess Kuan Yin herself. She's been awaiting you. And as a member of the karmic board, she is here now to assist you to ride your own dragon, to liberate yourself from the past, from the wounds, from the memories, from all the stories of the past, so that you can step forward, come face to face with your own unique dragon and step on its back, climb on its back, and fly free of fear, free of sorrow, free of sadness, allowing yourself to be in a place of joy and exuberance, where not even the sky is the limit. Being the multidimensional, multifaceted aspect of Creator that you are. And the dragon is taking you up into the sky, far beyond anything that even has form, taking you into a multidimensional portal, into a place where form no longer exists, but where you are pure consciousness, melted with the consciousness of all of creation. It is here where God has created the great spirit that is of all that is allowing you, is not even allowing you, but is giving you the opportunity to choose how you would like to be of service, how you would like to experience this new year of 2023 in your own unique way. All pathways are open to you. Everything is possible. So now's the time for you to dream and to dream big. How do you see yourself? Of service. As an extension of the Creator on Earth. Just envision it. just feel your heart open and choose what your heart is telling you to be true. Once you made a choice, you can feel yourself being carried again through the portal, back on the dragon, all the way down to the sun, where the members of the karmic board are awaiting you in the sacred chamber. And as the dragon lands and you are sliding off to step in front of the karmic board, it is time now for your commitment to this past to be sealed not only into your auric field but into the Akashic records, so that you now receive all the support, all the guidance, all the help necessary to bring this chosen path into manifestation. Allow yourself now to receive this sealing of your desired path of service into your auric field. And now that the sealing is complete, feel the gratitude from all of the members of the Karmic Board for your willingness to also let them work with you and through you, to not only bring healing to those in need, but to also assist in being the magician, so to speak, the alchemist yourself in this year, to help those who are ready to release the past, to find a way into a new experience and expression of self. You are a shining light, a leader in your own right. Trust that, and know that you're never alone. And that dragon of yours that you've now learned to fly fearlessly, because you are so much more, and you're now beginning to allow yourself to feel that and to own that, is going to watch over you through this very, very significant year of 2023. This is a year where you can truly hit the ball out of the ballpark. I promise you that. Now we will lovingly guide you through the star portal within the sun all the way back to your own physical body, so the path of light. Simply let yourself move along that tunnel of light. And now that we are always watching over you, and let yourself simply merge back ever so slowly with your physical self. You might even for a moment just be in your sacred temple and acknowledge that this is going to be your place, especially in this new year, to maintain a deep connection to your spiritual self and to all of us who are here to assist you and to work with you and through you to bring about transformation into the world. Slowly let yourself come back into your body. Feel your toes. Move your fingers. And simply know that we are all applauding you for your courage and strength to continue on your chosen path, no matter what the outer circumstances are. Be reminded that you're always at the right place at the right time. Let go of the worries that you're failing or that you're not good enough. You are not failing. You're so ready for this. And change is a necessity for you to move further along on the path of enlightenment to your rightful place of love, joy, and peace. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always, and it is so.
Okay, well, what a great show. The 2023 meeting with the Karmic Board. Thank you, Brigitte St. Germain.
Yeah, that was, I went quite deep, so bear with me, but thank you everybody for joining us. And let's see how this new year continues. I know for some of us, it has already been quite an interesting first week. And I hope all of you find the time to allow these changes that are necessary in this year to take place in a peaceful and harmonious way. It doesn't always have to be so dramatic. As a matter of fact, I think it is very wise this year to step as much away from drama as possible and to step more of an observer role. And I thank all of you for being part of our St. Germain family and of our Lightbridge family. And just know that my heart goes out to all of you. And at one point, we will definitely start physical events again. We just don't know when and how. So for now, we will just continue with the radio show. Potentially, the next one will be for St. Bridget's Day on around February 2nd. And until then, stay warm if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. Stay cool if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. And take good care of yourself. And thank you for listening.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Peace out.